Blog Talk Radio. baby. Welcome to another episode of the Ricky Hot Rock Show, coming at you July 16th. Loving it, killing it, kicking it. And I'm in a pretty pissed off mood today, so if I swear a bunch of times and tell a bunch of people off, be ready for it. And love it. But yeah, so anyway, I wanted to start the show off by talking about K-Rock. He was a teammate of mine on Team USA. I didn't really know him too well. He didn't speak too much as far as I remember. But that's very unfortunate of his passing, and I feel bad for anybody that did know him well. And we put a tournament up for people to get in, and we started that. So we're going to do that tournament for the show today. And, you know, I hope everybody can feel better about what happened there. And it's sad to see anybody that we get, you know, we get to know in this game. It is just a game, but then again, you get to know people outside of the game. So hope anybody that got to become close friends with him, you know, can start to not take it so hard. Of course, I know it's tough. That type of thing is tough for anybody. So, yep, just unfortunate for sure. For sure. Now, as far as the thing I've been going through all week, I've been arguing. You guys seen it. You all seen it. I've been arguing with these assholes all fucking week. I have been arguing, and that's what they are, is a bunch of assholes. Let's just be honest. I mean, that Hall of Fame is so goddamn fake, it's unfucking believable. And like Judgment said last week, the people that get in there now that used to bitch about it are kissing its ass. And it's just a fraud. They tell, and like with me, they tell me I got to do this and that to get in there, and I go and do it, and they still won't know. It's like they tell you to do something, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do, which gets me to the point of, what is the point of WU? And what is the point of trash talking and winning? And why do we even fight matches when we can just talk in a scene? Well, why do we even bother with a match? What's the point of it? I mean, what are we doing? If you can't get anywhere with it, what is the point of anything that we do? I mean, to make moves and pin somebody? I mean, really? What is the point of that? Like, seriously. And this motherfucker, Warrior Flash, who thinks he's all big and bad, that bitch, he tried out for Team USA, didn't make it, went to Team Canada, fucking got kicked out of Team Canada because he tried to pay people to lose to him, and then he latches on to a team that has a bunch of good people, so he wins a title, or gets close to winning. I don't even know if he won a title, but he got close. He just latches on. That motherfucker, he couldn't even make Team USA, and he's talking about he deserves shit more than no, get the fuck out of here. Tyrant and Destroyer, they can kiss my ass too. They're in the Hall of Fame, but they have like 1/5 of the achievements that I have. You combine their two, they have 1/5 of what I have altogether. So them two can kiss my fucking ass. They prove the Hall of Fame is not based on anything fair. And I'm never going to get into the thing, so I might as well talk shit about it. And that's where we're at. Love it. Talking shit about the bullshit. So, should we start a new one? Should that Hall of Fame be shut down? And should we start a new one? Should we start a Hall of Hot Rock? I would love to do it. I'd be glad to do it. I just need the support of the people to do it. And what I would do is I'd make it fair. I would make a scene. I'd let anybody come into the scene, and they could explain to me why they feel someone should get in. They could give the reasons. I would investigate into it. And once a month, I would pick somebody to get into the Hall of Hot Rock. That would be the only fair way to do a hall, period. Because their voting doesn't work. Now, you might say, Ricky, you get all the power and say, yeah, true. But at least allow the scene where people can argue the points of why someone deserves to get in. I mean, their system has proved to fail, so maybe if we had a different one, I don't know. That's just an option. I'll let people give me feedback on that. But we'll see. All right, I got a couple callers. Let's bring them on, baby. 503, who's this?
Hey, you know, this is Bruce here, 503.
Hey, Bruce. What's up, brother?
Right on, man. I'm all excited, you know, for the Hot Rock show tonight. Good show
right,
you got going.
Fireworks show. Fireworks show. We're angry today. Well, at least I am.
Yeah, I can tell. You have people all over your ass, dude. But, hey, they were riding you like a pack of wolves, man. Jesus Christ.
That's for sure, man. Definitely were.
Yeah, but you know what? You should take that as a compliment, man, because you got those guys running scared. Tyrant
That's
and Cybell.
Just like Judgment said, they're scared to let me in because if I get in, I will make sure they're not doing any bullshit behind the scenes. I will out them. That's why they don't want me in. But whatever. Cool. Let them be like that.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, whatever. Those guys got no character. You know what their character is? Trash and Ricky Hot Rock. That's
exactly.
Like how they get famous. I'm serious.
Right.
That's all they got.
What else does she do?
It's like Cybele's trying to get famous by trashing Ricky Hot Rock. That's like a strategy. You know, it
but
works
behind
for
the
Tyrant.
Scenes, we're secret lovers. We just haven't come out yet. We are actually in a relationship. There's Jim and Ricky. And there's Cybele and Ricky. I have two girls. Cybele is like the mistress.
Man, she must be a handful.
Oh, she's a hand something.
Give her that rope ride.
Right. All right, I got another caller. Let me bring them on, too. 703, who is this?
That would be the immortal one, Griffith.
What's up, Griffith? How you doing tonight?
Pretty well. We just got off our show. We thought we'd come over, show a little support to other people's radio shows.
Beautiful. So what's up with the Kindred? I didn't get a chance to listen. I seen it was on there.
Well, what's up? I mean, what's up is, you know, a bunch of us built something that we felt we needed, you know, not as a, you know, oh, my God, we can't get along without it, but as in a, you know, it's a group of people that all, you know, like and respect each other. And we decided to put a name on it and keep going forward just because something else we were involved in blew up due to some bullshit. Why should we let that affect us? You know, when
exactly.
We move forward. And when that whole point of, and the point of that show is for all the people who are out there hating on us and talking all this shit and talking all trash, you know, we flat out invited and said, here you go. You come on, you know, you feel free to talk your mind and we'll talk back and we'll just see what happens. And you know what? Like three people who talk shit on the feed showed up, and all of them, you know, they had their little, hey, let's take a few shots. You know, we took some shots back, and then it was all like, oh yeah, you know. Now then, we started talking about factions and where their place was. You know, and I thought it was a good show, but I just think it's hilarious how many people talked a ton of shit, you know, and talking about how they were going to come on and make us look like idiots, and they wanted to be able to confront us and blah blah blah, and then we give them an open forum, and they don't fucking show up.
Well. But like me, I never wanted the Misfits to break up. That wasn't my aim. I just wanted to challenge you guys. I like challenging people, you know what I'm saying?
Look, dude, what happened with the Misfits had nothing to do with anyone who was outside of the Misfits.
Right.
You know, people are trying to take credit for something that they had literally zero to do with.
Now, was the Kindred
yeah,
like a
pride.
Family?
Sorry, say that again?
I was just wondering if the Kindred, is that like a family? Is that what I'm hearing, or is that...
That's exactly the point of it. That is exactly the point of it.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
You know, we got each other's backs. You know, we're all there. Our motto is never one. And the reason for that is if you come at one, you come at all. You know, and that's not to say, oh, we hide behind each other, whatever that. We can all handle our own business. And we do it on the daily. But if, you know, someone decides to say, oh, let's talk shit about Kindred, well, then you get Kindred. If someone decides to say, oh, there's six of us and we're all going to jump on, you know, Mordrin, which, first of all, is just stupid. But if you do that and he feels the need, he can just say, hey, it's getting real, and you will get all of Kindred. Because we all have
okay.
each other's backs, 100%, period.
How many and members
what
are
there? To the Misfits?
There are 14 members right now.
Okay, 14.
What happened
yeah.
to the Misfits?
And we are not looking to grow. Yeah,
yeah
is,
Bruce.
These are people that we've all known each other. Sorry, say that again?
Oh, Bruce just asked what happened to the Misfits. He wanted to know.
I really don't want to get into it. Let's just say that we had a beetle problem.
Okay.
The people who know what that means will understand. I don't really want to get into it. It's the past. I don't really want to dwell on the past. The kindred is the future, and that's just what it is, you know. And you know, it's you know, we thought we had some people that we could trust and rely on. We were wrong, so we excised them from our lives and we moved on.
Man, amazing. Somewhere in WU, there's people you can't trust and rely on. I'm so surprised.
Who knows? But see, that's the point of the kindred. When people are talking about who we are, you know, so that's the point of the kindred. The group that's in kindred now, these are all people that talk to each other literally daily. You know, and I don't mean like, oh, we type a game. Like, you know, yeah, you know, people sort of joke about, oh, they're the Skype group. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we do use Skype. We do. We talk on the daily. We deal with each other, you know, inside WU and outside of WU. You know, these are some of my most trusted friends. And these are the people I know I can trust. I know have my back. And vice versa.
Well, definitely nice to have that going. Have people you can trust and have your back, you know. That's very rare, actually, also in WU.
Yes, it is.
That is a good thing.
So, you know, it is what it is. But I figured I'd swing over, call, check out what's going on over here. As I was listening, though, I thought it was funny. Like, you're talking about, you know, the Hall of Hot Rock and all that. I got a question for you, though, and this isn't taking a shot. It's a real question. I just want to see what you're going to say to it. So now, your biggest problem with the Hall of Fame, right, is the bias in the system, right?
Yes.
What it boils down to. There's a bias in the system. And look, you and I don't always get along. We don't see eye to eye. And we've had long conversations about my opinion of you and the Hall of Fame. But you also know that my opinion of the Hall of Fame is actually very similar to yours. You know, I have zero respect for it because of the way it handles. It's very clearly, you know, there are voting blocks and there are people they overlook and there are people they bring in that I go, okay, if you're supposedly famous, why have I never fucking heard of you? You know, so, you know, little things like that, you know, so there's a bias there, but here's my problem. Like the system you're talking about, if it's only you, that's inherent bias because there's no way a single person cannot be biased. You're going to be biased. If someone you loathe gets nominated, you're not going to bring them in because you can't stand them. You have an inherent bias. So if you really want to try and build something, you got to build something that's inherently fair. And I'm going to bring out something that where the Hall of Fame went wrong, because, you know, one of the kindred is actually one of the people that helped start the Hall of Fame. She's not in it, but she helped start it. And that's wrestling mom. And I've heard a lot about the background of that, you know, and I find an interesting thing. So when they first started, they had a council and no one knew who was on the council, like no one, just the council. That's it. They didn't get outed. And that group of people, that small group of people voted each month, not all the members. And apparently, and this part could be wrong, but my understanding is it was Beast Benson who changed that rule to give it that the members of the Hall of Fame get to vote. And right there, in my opinion, is where it went downhill. So I'm just going to say, look, if you're really trying to build something, and I'm not going to go into whether I think it's a good idea or a bad idea. You don't care whether I think it's a good idea or a bad idea. I know that. You know that. There's no point in arguing. But if you are going to do it, I think that you might want to consider something like that, because then no one can cry bias, because there is a council of people there. You know, you need to build it from across the, you know, expanse of people, you know, like get people from different areas so it's not a voting block of any type, and just build something like that, because then no one can bitch.
Right. I'd actually have to pick enemies to put on the voting panel because,
I mean, they don't necessarily have to hate each other, but it should be people that aren't like, oh, these guys hang out all the time. No, you don't want that.
Right. Because, I think that is the problem with the Hall of Fame right now is, like, so many people from certain areas and they're voting the same way, and I don't know. Plus, there's, like, people who refuse to vote for somebody, and that's the other problem with it. Like, I could go through the list of Hall of Famers and be like, there is no way that person's voting for me. There is no way. I don't care what I would do. They just wouldn't do it.
I mean, I don't understand the fascination of, like, I want to be on this thing. I personally, like, if they were to offer it to me, I'd be like, yeah, take that nomination and shove it up your ass. But that's just me. I'm contrary like that.
Right. Well, my thing is, I think in a game, if you're playing a game, it's more fun if there's something you can reach. And the Hall of Fame is something you can reach. But can you? That's the problem. I love having something you can reach, but I don't know if that's even reachable for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. At the end of the day, it's not. They call themselves official, but they're not. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a company just like any other. But instead of wrestling matches, they vote on who they like that month.
Right. Exactly. And they vote also for who they don't like, meaning they don't vote for them. And they never will. So then it becomes at this point. But yeah, I don't know what the perfect system will be. I've tried, you know, like I had the Hall of Stars where everybody could vote.
Oh, there's no such thing as a perfect system. I mean, if you give everybody a vote, then you got alts in there voting, you got people voting for themselves and then creating 20 accounts to vote for themselves more. There's no, you know, the fairest thing I can think of is, like I said, what the Hall of Fame originally did, which is, you know, just a small group of people that no one, and that's the important part, is no one can know who they are.
Right.
Because the moment people know who they are, that's when you start, people start kissing their ass, and, you know, and first of all, it's, you know, it would ruin those people's ability to play, because people would just be kissing their ass and sucking up to them, or giving them shit left and right and center. You know, and that's, no one deserves that. But at the same, you know, but if it's an anonymous group, everyone just says, "Oh, I don't know who to influence, so I just got to be me everywhere I am and hope that's enough."
Right. And like the other problem with the Hall of Stars was like people would send out like company, everybody in their company, like, "Hey, vote for me," and you know, stuff like that too. But yeah, it's just hard to, yeah, like that would probably be the best way, like you're saying, secret panel of people that, you know, it had to be a group of people that aren't from the same areas, like you said. Can't be like me and Bruce and the Soul Keeper or like, you know, like the groups in the Hall of Fame, like a bunch of S people. No, it can't be like that. It'd have to be like separate.
I mean, realistically, I think the current Hall of Fame should, A, take the word official out of their name, but they should also call themselves just the USL Hall of Fame, because if it, really the only thing they give a shit about is USL, regardless of what they say.
Right.
Well, and they've made that clear.
They let a lot of people, company owners and stuff in too, like that, they care about. Or like storylining.
Yeah, it goes through waves, but they really don't respect storylining at all. I mean, like you can tell, like some of the people, I've seen some of the people nominated, and I'm like, wow, these are some of the better RPers in game. And they get just like, yeah, whatever, because they don't do USL. I'm like, well, so what if they don't do USL? Who gives a shit?
Right.
They do this, they do this, but if they're not like, oh, well, you know, they're not part of one of the killer USL teams, it doesn't matter.
Right. And like, even like GMs, like someone like Are You Ready, who GMs for like, I don't know, 20 some companies, you know, that should be put into high credit too. Like, dang, who else would want a GM for 21 companies? I mean, I know I wouldn't.
WrestleMania. Right. WrestleMania is the arguing GM in all in the history of this game.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, so there's
a few. Are You Ready there too. Are You Ready busts her ass. You know, look, I don't know. Again,
yeah.
Like much like I said, I don't know. We see eye to eye with her. We've had our good times and bad times. And we, you know, but at the end of the day, I always say, look, she busts her ass in these companies. So I got to at least respect that. You know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I respect anybody because I know I wouldn't want to do it. So.
I have power one division in one company, and I can't manage to get that shit out on time. What the fuck?
Right. It's time-consuming. That's why I was like, 21, man. I have trouble. Yeah, like you said, I have trouble like doing one or two. And you want to do 21 of them? Shit. Craziness. But, all right, we got another caller, too. So, 702, who is this?
It's Terrell the motherfucking Truth Johnson. What's happening, Playboy?
What's going on, man? What you got to talk about?
Number one.
Number one. Oh, I'm just going to lay in the cut, listen to what you guys are doing, and wait to see if any bitches show up.
Oh, man. See when the bitches show up, huh? What do we got? Oh, we got in chat, we got Back to Basics, Canadian Enforcer, Crypto Zoo, Guest 2290, Guest 2342, Guest 2346, Judgment, Malik Hogan, Bubs, Strangleheart, Susie the Elf, and Wrestling Mama. Love it.
Hey, hold on. You said Crypto's out there?
Yeah, Crypto is out there.
Crypto, you owe us a motherfucking round of drinks because we took the heat off your ass, homie.
Now, what happened with that? I heard a lot of people talking about that, but I didn't see it.
It's a gang up on Crypto moment. You know how it happens.
Oh,
you know? I mean, I ain't saying whatever the fuck he did was good or bad or whatever the fuck. I really don't give a shit. All I'm saying is it's a normal wrestling unstoppable motherfucking disease where, hey, my storyline, hey, I can't get anybody to come to my company. Hey, I'm a piece of shit, so I might as well do what everybody else is doing and talk shit about crypto. So,
okay.
There you go.
Gotcha.
But crypto, you owe me a motherfucking drink, homie.
Yeah, I heard he said something about K-Rock, but I didn't hear. I didn't see what it was.
Yeah, I got to wonder how many people get in the short end around here lately. Suddenly felt a relief of that, you know, just because Kindred was born. Because apparently every troll and asshole in fucking WU changed target.
Well, we were always their target. They just didn't have a good reason. You know, individually we were targets, but they were like, shit, we can't fuck with them, you know, by themselves. So what the fuck makes them think they can fuck with us as a group? I'm just saying. Your math is fucked up, bitches.
Kendra's out there.
Well, you know, didn't you know that a bundle of sticks is weaker than a single stick? That's what I was told.
No, we're not just an RAWF there, Rick. We're everywhere. Go check the company. Check company championship walls in your favorite company. Guarantee you see some blue mass there.
Nice. Oh, yeah, the blue mass. I got to ask about that. Where did that come from?
The damn shop. It came from the fucking shop. God damn, people. It came from the fucking shop.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Just go buy one. Shit.
Go buy one? Damn.
I ain't seen nobody. I don't see anybody talking shit about, you know, 18 motherfuckers on the feed having fucking rainbow afro wigs on. Put on one motherfucking blue mask and everybody loses their mind. Fucking
nice.
Scatterbrain bitches. True said that. Scatterbrain bitches.
Nice. The blue masks. I like it.
Anybody can buy one, go buy one. Shit. That don't mean you Kendrick, but go buy one. Fuck you.
I might put Kendrick in my name.
Look, I said I was going to land. I wouldn't do that, Rick. Don't do that. But I'm going to land a cut and see if anybody calls in talking shit to you, Rick. I got you back. Go ahead.
Beautiful. That's right. Where are all the Hall of Famers? Call in. You had a bunch of crap to talk earlier. Let's do it here. Where you at, Tyrant? Where you at, Destroyer? Warrior Flash? I know you're not a Hall of Famer, but get in here anyway. Run your mouth.
Hey, I don't know Tyrant. I don't know Tyrant. Me and Destroyer are pretty cool. I don't know Tyrant. But look, you ask 10 people, what are the prerequisites of getting into the Hall of Fame? You'll get 9 different answers. That's what
right.
It messed up.
Right, and then you, there is no answer.
I thought
you gotta be well rounded.
Be a member of House of Esoteric.
No, you gotta win 7 USLs. Well, no, wait, you gotta be a member of, shit, whatever the hot company is. No, wait, no shit. You gotta wear a blue mask.
You gotta wear a
blue mask.
Yeah, they always change. You're right.
Put a blue mask on, and you'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Until they switch it to you gotta wear pink. Whatever, shorts.
I'm just fucking with y'all. I really don't. I'm just fucking with y'all. I don't care about no. It's subjective. So who really cares? It's all subjective.
Right. So what would you think about another hall, though?
You know, there used to be a Hall of Shame. I like that shit.
Hall of Shame? I've been that, baby.
Yeah,
I made that one.
Yeah. Put me in that shit. I'll even take my mask off for that.
Honestly,
right.
In my opinion, I don't see it. I don't see the point. Like my biggest thing, and I've said this time and time again, and I still believe it. I don't believe in a Hall of Fame that's outside of a company. I mean, what are you famous? It's. I think the important thing should be, you know, getting in Hall of Fames and the companies where you did the work. But I'm a firm believer of, you know, RPing is for the company because, you know, if I'm in 4 different companies, everyone's like, oh, the story arc should run across all these companies. Like, really? Because I got to tell you, like, if you go to the indies and look around, you know, the guy who's in ROH isn't doing that. So the story he's doing in ROH for New Japan Wrestling, and shit, they're connected.
Yeah.
And you don't run the same story. Like, that doesn't work. Storylines do not reuse. Storylines belong in companies, and that's where they live. So, you know, I'm just of the opinion of, you know, I'm in quite a few companies. I treasure each and every one of them. I think, you know, that's awesome that, you know, they honored me that way for the contributions I made for their company, whatever they happen to be. And, you know, but for trying to say all of WU, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like you said, there's no, like, every day it changes, like, you know, who it is. And you got people literally who haven't touched WU in 4 years showing up every month, one day a month, just to, you know, dominate and vote. I'm like, hey, how do you even do that? You don't even know what's going on. How are you voting? Like, how, you know, someone's name gets put up. Someone's name gets put up that, you know, the player has only been there for 2 years. How the fuck can you knowingly say anything about this guy if you haven't played in five?
Right.
Well, and like, Rusty Bowman is still the Suit and Lucci of the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying.
Beautiful.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah, and like, they get like 10 votes, but sometimes they don't even use all 10 votes. So, like, I don't know. I think they should be forced to, if they're going to have a certain amount, use all of them. Otherwise, you're, I don't know, kind of tips the scales. But we got another caller. 111, who is this?
Hi, Ricky. This is Canadian Enforcer. I would like to personally congratulate you on becoming a member of the Hall of Champagne.
Nice.
You are well deserving. We would love to give you this ring to the Hall of Fame and congratulate you. You could spread it around. The Canadian Enforcer invited you. I personally invited you to join the company.
I'm going to come out and say, hey, you forgot to give him the key to the executive washroom, too.
Yes, you get a key to the executive washroom and to the executive dining room.
Nice.
Well, you'll be able to enjoy your dinner with lovely people like Destroyer and Stranglehold. And, of course, myself, I'll be eating in there.
Oh, man. Dream come true.
Congratulations. You can make a scene. I will. You can go make a scene right now if you wish. And tell everyone that Canadian Force invited you.
Excellent. Straight to the Hall of Fame. And champagne.
You deserve it. Mm-hmm. He's in real Hollywood Rick Brodo. Hollywood Rick Brodo just cried all the time. He just kept crying. He wouldn't leave us alone. He kept crying.
Oh, man. Poor Hollywood.
But you're well deserving of it. You are so deserving of this.
Yes. Everyone knows that.
Congratulations.
I'm waffling. Thank you. So has anybody seen my co-host tonight? Where's the Soul Keeper at?
He's trying to get into the Hall of Fame.
You got a co-host, man. You got about four Kendrick co-hosts. You good?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, in case you didn't know who this voice was, it's Bubs.
Hello, is this
Number one?
I recognize that voice.
Number one.
That's right.
Hello.
Number one, Bubs.
Is this thing working?
Yes.
Jesse,
you found your wife. Hey, Jesse, come on, sit by me.
Ricky, what's up, buddy? Congratulations. I heard you got into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, man. Yep, Canadian Enforcer just inducted me, so.
That's so nice of him.
You
know, he is a founding, quote-unquote, founding member of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
No.
He's the first one ever in. After a few others.
He might be the first Canadian, though. I don't know.
No, Griff, didn't you see he posted in the chat there? He explained that the secret council was dissolved because the Hall of Fame members didn't like the list we sent them. So it means he knew all about the Hall of Fame before he got into the Hall of Fame. So that kind of like leaves me to wonder: did he actually out it that they all talk about it before things?
But wait, Judge, time out. I know this burns, and I know Terrell's going to be over in the corner just going, my eyes, but I'm going to use some logic right now.
Look, oh my God.
I just went on about knowing about what was going on in the early days. Not only was I not a member, I wasn't even here. I was off doing other things in the world. So, I mean, and I know that. So it's possible, you know, he knows because people who were involved told him.
Stop okay. Trying to be like, oh God, you're making my tonsils burn.
It burns. It burns.
It is burning like a motherfucker. I'm sure we'll be raised by his
Ricky,
presence
not,
for long.
You're probably not catching there. Is that we have an ongoing thing about how apparently in WU logic is an acidic property, and it burns and stinks.
Yes, logic hurts. We got another caller. 919. Who is this?
This is Crypto. Hey.
What's up, Crypto?
Hey, you owe me a drink, motherfucker. You owe me a drink.
What's up, guys? And you're just going to have to deal with Father Brown Mysteries in the background because my girlfriend's watching it and you guys wanted me to call in so bad.
So, Crypto, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
we got a bunch of big
right
dogs
now.
In here.
Yeah.
Truth, look, it's crypto. Ask him a question.
Where's my drink at?
Hey, man. If I see you,
you owe me a drink, dog. You
okay.
owe me a drink, dog.
Sure.
I'm just saying. We took the heat off your ass for at least 30 good hours.
Okay, sure. I'll buy you a drink, man.
I appreciate it. I really do. I really
what
do.
Were they
we can pop some
about it.
So, Crypto, what's one of your favorite companies in Unstoppable?
No, Judge, no. Answer that question that Griff asked you. That's a good question.
What question? What's
I
didn't
question?
Hear Griff's question.
I said, what were they jumping on your ass about too? Because like we all noticed like
oh because I said I was going to get to the bottom of the mystery of the death of this professional wrestler, and they were mad at me because I turned it into a storyline and everybody was having a cow. At the advice of Bo, I took it off, but Addy started posting it everywhere on every single scene. So even though I had taken it off, it was out there and everyone was mad at me because I made it into a storyline. I didn't even say anything bad about the guy and people were mad at me. So imagine if I had said something bad about him, you know?
Wait, let me get you straight. People,
I didn't even know the
pissed
guy.
Off at people are pissed off at you because Addy got pissed off at you.
Yep.
What the fuck is going on? This
Pretty
is
much.
No longer Wrestler Unstoppable. This is the soap opera called Turnbuckles and Backdrops.
Well, now, I've got to say this. According to Addy, he wants to bury the hatchet. And
in your back.
Yeah, probably. But
that is not a man to trust.
he claims he wants to bury the hatchet now, so let's see what he does.
Well, you're live on radio. He can call in and bury the hatchet now.
Sure. call in.
Hey, Truth. Truth, Bubs has a question for Mahler.
Oh, yes, I do. Actually, it's not a question. It's more of a statement. Ricky, do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mahler.
Yeah.
Now, I'm fixing to throw some realism at you.
Okay.
Number one, you're a newbie. You're a rookie. You need to sit down and shut the fuck up. And pay attention to those who've been here longer than you. Number two.
No, because that doesn't
No,
give
no,
me...
shut up. It's my turn, and I'm speaking. Sit down. Zip your lip.
Finish your statement.
I'm going to tell you right now, little boy. I'm speaking as my manager, my real-life husband, who also played this game.
Uh-huh.
And if you would have pulled that shit... I would have ripped your fucking throat out through my fucking computer.
You realize that
you
a lot of
no,
people are listening right now. No, I won't.
No, just don't shut the fuck up. His ass, please.
What's he going to do?
It would be easier if you just let
really?
Her finish.
What?
I'm just saying. It would be a lot easier if you just let her finish.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, the bullshit you pulled yesterday... You got every bit of fucking heat you deserve. You're a piece of low-life shit for what you said.
Hey, you know what? I came out
My
of
My real-life husband played this game every damn day.
I didn't know the game. I deleted it off
it
my
It doesn't
feed.
Matter whether you know. If you didn't
and
know,
then
you should have just paid your respects
and
kept your fucking little mouth
and
shut
everybody
because
got
you ain't nothing but a fuck-ass bitch. That's exactly what you are. And if you think you can out-talk me, you got another thing coming, boy, because I can out-talk you any day.
Hey,
I can out-wrestle
right
you.
Now.
I can out-talk
you. Hey,
I can
out-talk you.
Hey, Bubs.
Yes.
You still there? Bubs, you breathing?
I'll get to the bottom of this mystery.
First of all,
we'll
Bubs.
We'll find out how she died.
Wait. First of all, Bubs, never won. Second of all, give the man, I think he was trying to say, you know, he deleted it because he thought about it and tried to move on. I think that's what I'm getting from him. Is that what you're trying to say there, Crypto?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just understand that there's some raw emotion.
there's a few raw emotions, and you know this shit happened, and you gotta, you know, you gotta own it, homie. But other than
I do
that,
own it.
Okay,
I didn't deny anything.
Well, there we go. Good for you.
I didn't try to deny anything.
Okay, good for you. One more thing to say, if Ricky will let me. What was that?
Yeah,
never won. Never won.
Okay.
That awfully fucking quiet here, didn't it?
Hey, I think your ratings just spiked. So what's up?
Oh,
what's the next topic?
Tell me, Tim.
What's going on, 716?
Oh, thank you, Katie Mason, by the way.
Katie Mason?
No. Oh, shit. What's up, Tank Girl?
Hey, dead air, dead air. Good for nobody. Come on, keep it moving.
Right. So,
okay, this is OOC, right? I'm gonna ask Will a question here. Did you ban me?
I don't know who that is.
Yes or no? Straight answer. Don't be a fucking douchebag.
I don't know who you're talking to. This is Griffith.
Okay, Griff, you fucking cunt asshole. Don't play a fucking coy with me, you fucking retard.
Oh, it's Addy. Addy, the one, the ballless wonder himself. I'm sorry.
Ballless?
Mister,
I can't take,
shut the fuck up and let me finish. I started to get, but when it blew up in my face, I couldn't take it. So I had to defan everyone. You know, the guy who tells anyone else, whoever defans him for his shit, that,
well, we're
going to
put it like this. I don't want garbage on my feet anymore. How does that sound?
Is that what I want? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's your excuse.
I don't need your kind of stress because you abuse your power.
What power are you talking about? What power are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Now answer me straight. We're talking OOC here. Am I banned? Did you ban me?
I don't know. What is OOC? I'm confused.
What a fucking cunt.
What's the character? I'm a wrestler.
You're a fucking douchebag. This is an OOC radio show. You want me to put up screenshots of Griff crying to Addy about picking on the fucking Misfits?
Never happened.
How do you like that?
Never have.
Bullshit, I have screenshots, bitch.
Yeah.
Never
have. Wow, you must.
Never had to fucking cry, bitch.
What's a screenshot?
People have seen them.
What's a screenshot?
It's OOC, bitch. You're fucking on heat now, bitch.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Well, here, if I knew what you were talking about, and if I had some sort of power to handle things like removing people who are a problem, maybe I heard something about someone going around bragging to multiple people how they were going to do a giant OOC scene to get themselves banned. Maybe I just retroactively removed someone's appeal because they're a dick.
Okay, now how is that legal? How is that legal? I did nothing to get banned.
How is it not legal?
Not a motherfucking thing.
How is it not legal? How is it not legal?
Oh, you're a fucking asshole. You are a fucking asshole. I did nothing wrong to get banned, and you banned
really?
Me? Are you fucking kidding
Let's
me?
Back up. Let's back up. Hold on. Well, let's back up. So if I went around to a bunch of people and said, hey, I'm about to go rob this bank, and then someone called the cops and said, hey, he's talking about robbing a bank, you know what? The cops would show up.
Yeah, and they didn't rob the bank,
and
did I?
And get arrested. No, but you
and
made
I
the plan
rob
to rob
the
bank.
Did I?
And
wait,
you
hold on. See, you're lying. I did not rob the bank. They have nothing to go on. I have no
but
supplies to rob the bank. They have nothing
to
go
on. Crime. Conspiracy
oh,
to commit the crime
boy.
Is still a crime in and of itself.
No, it's not. You're retarded. You have no fucking clue.
It is.
But there you go, abusing your It's okay.
Yeah, it's abusing the protecting the game from a troll who's actively been going out of character for days and has been warned multiple times
to
stop, but refuses.
You're out of your fucking mind. Are you fucking serious? Are you motherfucking
serious?
You're a fucking retard. You know what? Go
I'm
fuck
retard?
Yourself.
Hey,
you
Apple.
Fucking die,
hey, Apple.
Little
hey,
fucking
you want
slow
want,
death
you want,
cunt.
You want a DOC? I'll give you Will for a second. Hey, Ed, let me deal with this for you. You were warned multiple times to stop the bullshit. You didn't fucking stop it. I even then said, fine. You know what? You apparently can't do this. You can't separate and you can't not use OOC shit when dealing with me or my character. So why don't you just not deal with me and my character? And you fucking refused. You kept coming and you kept coming. So, and you kept breaking the rules left, right, and center. And I gave you chance and chance and chance and chance and chance, and you wouldn't fucking learn. I didn't want to ban you, Addy. You fucking forced me to ban you. I am the only reason you ever got back in the game, because no one else on staff wanted you back in the game. But I thought, hey, maybe this asshole fucking learned, and I was wrong. So thank you for proving to me that some people can't fucking learn.
Let this be a warning to all you people out there who cannot be a fucking heel without being a fucking idiot.
Just plain and simple. And if you don't think that sitting there talking about, you know, sitting there constantly referencing out of character conversations that we had as in-game, threatening to use them, that a character said something that you've been told point blank that wasn't the character, that was the manager, yeah, then you have a separation issue and you're a fucking moron.
I think he's no longer here. But Ricky, you just got some ratings. You just got some ratings there, bro.
All right, that was pretty wild, man.
Sorry for dropping character, but he kind of left me with no option.
Okay, back in character now. Are there any more people that was talking shit that want to call in?
Yeah, we got any more people. Hey,
might as well. You're going to get the same fucking treatment, but you might as well call in and give us some entertainment.
Right?
We apologize to you, Rick. I'll have you on my show next Wednesday. You can co-host with me. But, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have just joined Kindred Radio, hour number 3. Call in. Cause we call in. We feeling ourselves tonight, goddammit.
Nice.
My bad, Rick. I'm sorry. I take that back. Most of it. Not really. But go ahead.
So, yeah, man.
You know, that Kindred mask, it looks like a big blue condom on your head.
Actually, you know what it does?
You know what it reminds me of?
What? No, speak up.
The music video.
Yeah, it's a big blue condom. I mean, how loud do I need to say it?
No, who's talking? Who we speak to? Who's talking?
Yeah, who is it?
Oh, that was Crypto and me.
Oh, Crypto. It does look like a big blue condom. Maybe. It does. It might be.
I
want to
back up. Why is he? That's his joke.
Wait, hold on. But I thought only bitches commented on what other people were wearing. That's how I grew up.
I'm not the one that said it looked like a condom.
No, whoever said it, I thought only whoever the fuck said it, I thought only catty women commented on what other people were wearing. I ain't think grown-ass men did that. But I could be mistaken. This is 2017, you know, home in the skinny jeans, so do you, boo-boo. Do you.
Well, Pete,
hey,
I was
girl, making you a statement. It looks like a big blue condom on there. It's Bruce the Shark. And,
okay, well, Bruce,
just,
if you say,
I just make
okay
a statement. You guys all look the same, man. There's like no individuality.
But there's a mask shaped like a fox with ears and eyes and texture. Looks like a
it's like upside down
a rubber thing that would be skin tight.
Hey,
like, that doesn't make sense. I get you're trying to be funny. I get it. I get that you're trying to be insulting and witty at the same time. But I mean, you failed because it doesn't make any sense. Like
big balls on top of your head with it's an upside down.
Hey, you mean ears that are pointed so they're not.
Bruce, in all fairness, you did whoop some of our asses today. I'll give you, at least you got me. You got me. I got greedy and you whooped my ass today, so I'll give you that. But I'm tripping about how people will call out the mask, not saying you, but most of y'all won't call out the people underneath the mask.
Well, we don't
that's
know who's going to read the mask. You don't look the same.
God damn it, yes you do. Our names are the fucking same. Who's got a mask on? The names are exactly
the same.
I'm a visual
person. I'm used to, you know, I get to know people by their face.
Oh,
no,
wait, hold on. Okay,
I
got it.
No, you're not. You're a shark. You're a scent-based creature. Your eye sits for shit.
No, it's just a mask. Come on, man. It's just a mask I wear. I'm not really
well,
sure.
Let me get this straight. The guy who walked around as the quote-unquote Rasta shark for how long is giving us shit about a mask? Come on now.
Hey, man. Hey, I had to earn my mask. I earned mine. Now you guys just bought yours in store.
You bought yours in the fucking store. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, dude, I earned mine at Bad Dude's Fed, Dirty Laundry Fed, back in the day. I had to earn that thing.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
No, you did. That's actually fair.
No, you did. My bad. I backed that up. You had to earn it.
He had to earn it. He had to win matches.
Well, these days, right, we can go to the store and buy whatever the fuck we want. So we exercised that right, and we bought the mask, and it's okay. It's a statement, because when you go to your favorite company that we're there, you're going to see blue masks everywhere on the championship wall.
Well, we'll see how that goes for you guys. Time will
tell. It's already going for us. Go look at some of the companies.
We already have the fucking walls of companies that we're in, you dumb shit.
God damn, Buzz, back off the mic, please. Shit. Bruce got balls, though. Bruce, you're right. You called us out. Bruce is one of the only people, and I'm not kissing ass here. I'm just pointing out facts. Bruce is one of the only people that said something about the mask, called us out, and then challenged everybody to a fight. Well, most of us that he saw to a fight. Give him that much. I ain't saying he's right, because, you know, normally dudes don't comment
on like
other dudes.
I do like talking in the ring. Trash talking.
No, I got that. I got that. I'm just saying, where I'm from, dudes don't comment on what other dudes are wearing. That's just me.
Well, hey, I didn't make it up. I just saw it in my news feed, and I thought it was funny. So
oh, my bad. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Anyways.
I thought you made it up.
It
my bad.
I don't remember who made it up, but I saw it in the news feed, and I thought it was funny.
It was pretty funny. Not effective, but funny.
Hey, I had a good laugh with it, man.
Oh, by the way, Addy, if you're listening, you see what Bruce is doing? This is how someone that got bad and come back behaves. They talk just as much shit without going fucking OOC.
I don't think Adi went OOC. I really don't. He was
tonight. I'm talking – no, not tonight, sir.
Oh.
He goes OOC all the time, though.
Oh, I don't know.
And he knows it. He knows it. He knows it.
Well, hold on, Bruce. Let me ask you a question. So if you – you're not Bruce, but the person behind Bruce, right, came to me and not Griffith, but the person behind Griffith, and had a conversation with me. And then I proceeded to, on the feed, go on and on and on about that conversation as if Bruce was talking to Griffith, even though it was a clearly out-of-character conversation. You would not consider that to be OOC? And threatening to throw screenshots of said conversation all over the world and have been actively sharing those screenshots? You don't think any of that would be OOC?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like maybe I don't know. I don't. Eddie's a friend of mine, man. I don't want to talk shit about him. But I don't know all the history.
I mean what I said earlier before. And if he's going to talk all the shit he wants, the only reason that man came back to this game after 2 years is me. I fought
well,
to
I think,
him back.
Anyways, I'm glad you brought him back because he brings a lot to the game. He makes me laugh.
Well,
and I appreciate
that
you
guys chose to go the route he did.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
anyways, thanks for bringing us
part,
back.
Yeah, you know, there's a beach. We basically said, you know, maybe we're going to see about trying an amnesty program. And, you know, hell, you're part of it. You know, and you haven't made me, you know, regret that. You've been in game and you've just been being you and having a grand old time, and that's great for you. You know, and for the most part, that's been true. Addy, on the other hand, apparently couldn't handle it.
No, I think he's doing just fine. He's he's just being
Let's just say that some of us see more than others because they have to.
Well, anyways. I'm glad he's here, man. The guy makes me laugh. And, he keeps people on their toes. And, you know, I mean, hey, a little bit of the real character comes out. It's not that bad, huh? But, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be plastering it all over your newsfeed. That's not cool. But I don't know. I don't know what happened. Anyways, I wish some of those other people would call in that were trashing Hot Rock, man. I was just posted in your storyline, Ricky, trying to get him to call in.
Oh, people, though, we've already learned that once tonight. People talk all kinds of bad shit and never have the balls to come and back it up. We just had a whole show just hours ago about that.
Hey, Ricky, did you see that? Whoever it was that got so upset when I got nominated to the Hall of Fame? You know what I'm talking about, right? When Jan Banjo Jaffe nominated me?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That chick got so upset, man. I don't know what
that was. That was some bad shit, Crypto.
I know. What's her problem?
I don't know. Tell me, what do you think the problem was?
I guess it was the thing that got spread around on all the scenes.
Well, I think you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. I think you deserve to be. You know, I was put in the Hall of Fame tonight back in Nane Enforcer.
I don't think I deserve to be in the Hall of Fame yet. But I think...
how do you feel about me being in there?
You know what? I do think I deserve to be nominated.
Well, how do you feel about me being in there?
I would be okay with that. I mean, ever since I got to Wrestling Unstoppable, you have been... you know, making scenes your own in the blog talk, radio, and everything, and you're very entertaining.
True.
You keep
very
people, you put butts in the seats, so, yeah.
Hey, well, how about doing me a favor, Crypto, right here, live on air? You know, I'm going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. How would you like to be the one to induct me into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Come on, you don't
that.
Think you could write me up a little speech? You can write up a little speech for me. Come on, you can write me up a little
I'm
speech
a fan,
saying how great Ricky is.
I'm a fan of yours on the Blog Talk Radio, but I don't know you well enough to nominate you.
You can write me up a little speech. Come on, please. Come on, this is Ricky asking you for this favor, dude. Come on, please.
I'll let somebody else do that. But
well,
you know,
who do you recommend?
The second in the nomination.
Okay, Bruce, would you like to write? Would you introduce? Would you like to induct me into the Hall of Fame?
Sure, Judgment. I'm all over it, dude.
Thank you, Bruce. I knew you had my back all the time.
You got it, dude.
Whether they're Hall of Fame worthy right there, having Crypto Mauler think he was talking to Ricky Hot Rock. So, everyone out there, welcome again to Kindred's new radio show. This is Kindred Radio right here. I'm your host, Judgment J. Esquire. I have Bruce the Shark here. I have Terrell the Truth. I have Griffith. I have Bubs. I'm going to bring on another caller right now, ladies and gentlemen. John the Revelator is here with us tonight. John, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right.
So, John, tell us what you got going on in the near future with you, sir.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Kicking ass and taking names. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you're supposed to do it. You kick ass and you take names, apparently. Apparently, you take names because you send them thank you cards, correct?
Yep, send that little.
And you kick ass because you're all out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have to steal lines. He has his own.
So, ladies and gentlemen out there in the chat, please call in. You are here, live on Kindred Radio. We're not going to hurt you.
Hey, Ricky. Thanks for the airtime in the last couple of weeks.
Hey, Strangleheart. Welcome to Kindred Radio, bud. How you doing, bud?
Oh, good. I see you are trying to get yourself into the Hall of Fame again.
Yeah, I'm trying. I was put in because Canadian Enforcer put me in.
Well, you know, Ricky, you got to congratulate yourself on that. And realize that C probably was just joking around with you.
No, he gave me my ring. Look, see my ring?
Oh. No, I
would
don't
you
think
do
he's
on radio. He gave him the key to the washroom.
Would you like to?
Oh,
yeah, he
dear.
Gave me a key to the washroom, the dining room, and everything. Would you actually do
my
introduction?
Oh, wow, far out. I didn't even get those things yet.
Would you do my introduction, Stringerheart, into the Hall of Fame for me?
I'm afraid I can't do that because I don't think you'll get in.
Well, I'm in. It was a proven fact tonight. I was given the ring and I was given the keys.
Oh, that's nice.
So, Stringleheart, what do you feel about this Kindred going on?
I don't know why they came up with a fox mask, and it doesn't really look like a fox because it's not orange or red or whatever kind of auburn tinge they have to their fur, or the white nose that they have and the black... Dom.
Maybe they were trying to put their own spin on the Rowan mask.
The who?
It's in the damn shop, people.
WWE.
Anybody
Rowan.
Can buy it. Shit.
The Sheik's mask?
Yeah, I wanted
you
to
guys
player to play it so we could play Fox
I
and the Hound.
Say that was not
Do you guys have a problem with the rainbow
point.
Afro wigs, too? You got a problem with those? How about
the Afro
how about
wigs like EFT? I don't know. I can pull that off.
Yeah, but how about motherfuckers walking around like they're a member of fucking Prince and the Revolution with a fucking jacket and a guitar in their hand? You got a problem with that?
I ain't saying nothing bad about Prince.
See, but everybody has a problem with what we're doing. They want to clown on our shit.
That's okay.
Prince can wear rock purple, though. Right?
I'm not talking about Prince. I'm talking about all the motherfuckers that dress like Prince. Let me ask you a question. Did y'all have a fucking problem with people dressed like pirates about 3 months ago? I ain't hear nobody saying shit about that. Motherfuckers with parrots
on their shoulders. I'm still wearing my
soundcloud. Yeah, I guess.
I'm just saying.
I'm still wearing my soundcloud.
Keep it real. It ain't about the mask.
You know,
it's
Stringle?
About people behind it. Keep it real.
You know, Stringle, Ricky Hot Rock here again. Stringle. You have a problem with the mask, but no one had a problem when... Aren't you doing talking about the people wearing the mask like... you remember how you got offended and all upset and going on about how people talked about you when you got your cat? People talked about you getting the cat in your picture, in your icon.
Oh.
You know, you have your cat down there.
Oh, if they did, I really didn't pay attention to it.
Remember when 187 gave you the bucks to get it?
When who?
When 187 gave you the bucks to get the cat.
Oh, hey, you know what? I do remember that.
Yeah, so you're talking about these people with the blue mask on, like they're talking about you with the cat. Remember how that made you feel, Strangleheart?
I didn't really feel anything about it because I really ignored.
Yeah, you made it. You felt a little sad. It was a little moment where you was. Oh.
There was a moment.
You had a moment.
Explain this moment to me again, then. What happened?
This is Ricky. People walking around with guns. There's people walking around with guns. And people worried about a fucking mask. Are you serious?
I know.
Mm-mm. The mask don't add up. I'm just saying. The mask does not add up.
I do apologize. Anyway, back on Kindred Radio, I am your host, Ricky Hot Rock. I've got some outstanding guests here on call. I'm going to see if there's another caller, and I don't see another caller in queue.
Truthy the Elf wants to know, Strangleheart, are you drunk?
Who wants to know that?
Susie the Elf. In the chat.
Susie the Elf?
Yeah. She wants to know if you're drunk.
Oh, that little Susie there.
Be careful what you say. I'm on air.
Okay. I don't want to get banned from your radio station.
Oh, I won't ban you. I'm just saying, be careful. I'm on air.
Welcome, Susie the Elf, to Kindred's first radio show.
That reminds me, and Tanker Girl can back me up. Tanker Girl said she was going to get everything cleared where I could go on Trujo's radio show because they were inviting me over, right? Well, I show up. And as soon as I show up and they call my name out that I actually showed up, they kick me out of the chat. And
who was it?
I find out that they're talking shit about me. They don't want me to answer. So they're just hiding. So Cucho Wolf, real ballsy move there, bud.
By the way, Strangleheart, are you drunk? Because you really do sound like you're drunk as a skunk that just crawled out of
a
whiskey bottle.
No, I haven't had a drink for a month, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe you should, because, wow.
Maybe I should, yeah. Oh, your words are so painful.
Or maybe I should.
Yeah,
I'm
the reason most women drink.
Thank you for calling. Congratulations on your radio show, Strangleheart. It is absolutely extravagant radio show you host. We're going to move on to the next caller. Susie the Elf, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine.
I actually just called in to listen, but, you know.
No, there is a burning question that the people Unstoppable must have the answer to.
Okay, what's that question?
Okay, earlier tonight on a radio show, one Terrell the Truth Johnson changed your name. Have you heard your new name change?
I have not.
Susie the motherfucking Elf McHaggis. Please respond.
Okay, first of all, I do not have the name. My last name is no longer McHaggis.
you hear that, Truth? It is no longer Macacus.
Is it bacon?
Okay, Susie, the motherfucking elf cereal dater.
Okay.
Screw y'all.
Whatever,
that was
Truth.
That was funny. You
whatever
know it was funny.
Truth.
All right.
That was a good one, Truth. That was a good one.
Tank Girl says she can now call in. If she's allowed.
Oh. Ricky, this is your show, man.
I can't do anything right now. I can't pull anybody on. I really can't answer any calls right now.
But anyway, so okay, he changed my name to something I don't even say.
You ain't got to say it. You ain't got to say it. You just have to embody it.
Oh, don't I?
That's why I
don't I already?
Exactly. You're the motherfucking elf.
So you're just going to have to go around everywhere with me and announce my name.
Don't I kind of already do that?
Yeah, Truth.
Don't if you hear me on anybody's radio show, I always say you know, B2B, owned by Susie the Elf. I already do it.
The moment is true.
I can't call her that.
Hey, I got special privilege. I'm the favorite child, damn it.
Yes, you are.
Oh, what? Susie, what happened to your voice?
I'm pulling the strings of my puppet.
Is there a
I guess.
Or is that Tank Girl?
Yeah, I guess I'm Susie's puppet tonight. Yeah. Hi, Truth.
What's up, man? Two words.
Do you
smell
radio?
Never one. Never one.
Do you what for how many cookies, Judge?
I think you smell radio shows, don't you?
Smell?
When it's a radio show, you show up like a little hound dog. I mean, it's like a radio show. I'm going.
Actually, Judge, I haven't been doing radio shows for months and months and months. I just started doing them again last Saturday. I haven't been
on
radio,
anything. Earlier today on Swamp Show, you said something about you've been doing them for 4 years.
Yeah, my own OOC show that doesn't count as WU.
But now you're just saying you haven't done radio for...
WU radio.
Chewbacca is here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Chewbacca.
I used to have that as a
Chewbacca, welcome to radio, Chewbacca. Chewbacca, how are you excited about the last Star Wars coming out, the new Star Wars coming out? Tell us your feelings on that.
The Last Jedi.
Whatever it is. Oh, congratulations. Are you looking forward to getting an Oscar? Oh, thank you, thank you. It takes a little bit because of the communication. Yes, it'd be interpreted. Oh, okay, he did. He is looking to get three Oscars, ladies and gentlemen. Chewbacca is going to get Oscars, ladies and gentlemen.
Four,
five Oscars,
five,
ladies and
six.
Gentlemen.
Please stop. Please stop. Please. Please.
This is as bad as the clucking chickens on Cujo's show. Sorry.
It's enough. Enough with the goddamn roar.
Hey, Ricky, I think we scared off the people who wanted to call in and bitch at you about the Hall of Fame. My bad.
We didn't scare off Ricky's people to call in. We scared off Ricky. Ricky is gone. The host of the radio show is gone, ladies and gentlemen.
He's gone again?
The radio show's host is
gone.
Yeah,
he hasn't been here in a while. We don't know what happened to him.
He hasn't been in a while.
He was just
in
the
somewhere in the time frame where Addy was losing his mind.
Hold on. Ricky, where you at, man? Come on, speak up.
He's not here.
Holy shit.
Uh-oh, hot dog.
Okay.
Maybe he flipped off to the little boy's room or something.
Oh, okay. And he trusted us with his show?
Oh, my.
That's quite amusing. So, Crypto, let me ask you first. We asked you earlier in the show. We understand that you are a newer wrestler. You're like a level 50-something, so you're actually kind of new.
Yeah.
What is one of your biggest achievements so far here in Unstoppable? And what do you look to achieve in the near future?
Well, I have a very long reign as the TWA Superstar Champion and the Maverick Roundup Champion. Pretty much since the first few days when I started, I when I actually got to the belts, I was defending them each week, and it's been quite a number of weeks now since I started. So I'm pretty proud of that. Pretty proud of being King of the Ring at Big Dog. Got a lot of storylines going with that.
Hey, Crypto, you know what you need to do, man?
What's that?
You need to get yourself a nice little crew together and, mm-hmm. and come holler at us when you're ready.
Okay.
He'll never be ready.
He might.
I already beat Truth. If that's what
you're talking
about.
I'm not talking about in the ring.
Oh. Sir, put a title up and that will never happen again. If there's a title on the line, you will never beat me. Ever, ever, ever.
Oh.
No.
Okay, well,
he
we'll
won't.
See.
But you did beat me. I give you that props. I ain't taking it away from you.
I keep joining new companies, so eventually we will meet again.
All right, when you get yourself a crew together.
Because it seems like every week I add another company to my repertoire.
Well, that's good for you, man.
So how do you like Maverick?
I do not like Maverick, actually, because I don't think they do enough with the storylines. If you want to brag about a win there, you just have to kind of do it in the locker room.
Not every company is about storylining.
I know.
Wait, Ricky, you like storylining?
You have to talk into the microphone, Crypto.
Into the microphone.
Wait, Crypto, you like storylining?
I do. Yeah, that's why I like WWE.
I know this company is called RAW. Never mind. Forget I said that. Never mind.
I've heard of the company.
Yeah, wait, what company? I don't know what you're talking about.
So if you don't like Maverick, why are you staying?
I'm a champion. I'm a fighting champion. I want to stay there as long as I have a belt and have belts to win.
Oh, man. Just walk out.
No, respect for that. Respect.
He's one of those whiny bitches who just doesn't like things and likes to get on and try to badmouth other companies and blah 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 blah.
No, I'm not one of those.
He gets respect for saying that he's a champion. He's a champion and he's not gonna leave the company where he's a champion. He gets a little bit of respect for that. You get respect.
I love you. Who keeps saying I love you?
Who's in the wind tunnel?
I don't know.
I'm in a wind tunnel. I'm on my way to Ricky's house to find him.
Oh, okay.
I love you.
You love who?
Well, I hope Ricky's all right.
I love you.
Okay, if you don't stop it with the damn sound bites, man.
Who is she saying this to?
Of course she said
this one
to
of my cryptomaniacs.
I love you.
Oh, okay.
He has to have a sound bite to tell him that he loves you.
I got that.
A little sad.
Wait for it. I want to hear it again. Come on. Oh,
okay,
don't get quiet now.
Ricky's back.
No, don't get quiet now, girl. Say it again.
Ricky has been found, apparently.
Yeah, I see him.
What's saying I love you? Maybe I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. Never mind.
I love you.
I know that, but you know what? Your mom is way hotter.
I love you.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
What was that? I should kill everyone and escape? Sorry. The voices. I'm
see,
kidding. That's not what they really said.
Well, up here, Ziggy, with a Wawa brush.
Well, welcome Ricky back, everybody.
Welcome back, Ricky.
Welcome back.
Or not. Fuck it.
Thank you for welcoming me back to my radio show.
Welcome back, dude.
I might steal that sound bite, though, Richard. Just letting you know. I still
this is a big time. We would like to go around. We're going to go around, and we're going to have people promote stuff because we're going to be ending the show here in just a few moments. We'll start with Griffith. Do you have anything to promote, sir?
Yeah, when you come onto a radio show and you're talking to Griffith, please don't force his hand to turn to go into OC because you refuse to talk in character at him. He really hates that shit.
You are an idiot. That's the truth.
That was Bruce the Shark. Do you have anything that you'd like to promote? Crypto Mahler, do you have anything you want to promote?
There's a few companies. I'm with Human Resources in Deep South. So if you feel like some good competition, we got a lot of big names there now. You know, Legendary Conk is just one of them. But we got all kinds of people competing there, including the Revelators. So shout out to them and Deep South.
All right. Susie DF, do you have anything you would like to promote?
This Thursday on Back to Basics Radio, we will have the next episode of Positively Perfect. One of the originals may be joining us as a special guest. And also, do not forget that Tuesday night is the return of Trainwreck Radio. Ha, Bubs, had to steal your thunder this time.
Bubs, do you have anything you want to promote?
All I can hear is Darth Vader.
Yes, CPAP machines. They make you sound just like Darth Vader. And little boy, don't say the Revelator's name again. You're not worthy enough.
No, I am worthy enough because I'm a cheat.
Bitch, you ain't got shit. Just shut
okay,
the fuck up.
John the Revelator, would you like to have anything to say?
Not really.
Okay. Terrell the motherfucker Troop Johnson, do you have anything to promote?
Why, thank you, Ricky. I do have to promote. Never won. Never, ever, ever won. Never won. We are monsters.
Strangleheart, do you have Strangleheart? Do you have anything to promote, Strangleheart?
You're a monster.
Okay, apparently Strangleheart does not have anything. Ricky, do you have anything to promote?
Come on now. Be nice.
Go ahead. Okay. I'm giving you a chance to promote. Promote.
All right. Let's promote. I like to promote the Underground Blood Yard. And if you need an invite, you can get a hold of Eva K. Blood Yard or Wild Eyed Yeti. And they'll set you up. Come get your ass kicked, battered, and bruised by yours truly, Tank Girl.
Cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ricky Hot Rock. Thank you for calling into my radio show. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Night.
Wait,
Good night. We
got like 39 minutes left.
I'm ending the show early.
All right, Rick, for real, you need to come back on. Are you going to be a running joke for a very, very long time, bro? I'm trying to save you some embarrassment. Oh, my God.
And no, Ricky, we cannot hear you in the chat.
Actually,
sorry about that,
Ricky. On air.
Anymore.
You're a monster.
All we hear is you playing your little sound clips. We don't hear you talking.
How about you, Tite?
Unmuting your mic.
How about you, Tite, what you want to say, and Judgment will read it, and it can still be your show.
You can show my ass. It's been my show for the past 40 minutes.
Be quiet, Ricky. I was talking to Ricky. Ricky, shut up. I was talking to Ricky.
That's right. Ricky.
Okay, well, I was wondering where you guys got those really hot, stylish masks from. I mean, the red eyes.
Oh, truth.
Oh my God, that shit was hot. Where'd you guys get that from?
We got
it
from the store. Of a superstore.
The store?
Wait a minute. I just went to the store and it popped right up. It's right there. Oh my God.
Shocker.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Oh my God.
That's cool.
Oh my God.
You guys didn't know I could do white girl.
Mary and Joseph.
That's me doing white girl. Y'all didn't know I could do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Truth, I could go somewhere with it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
hey, that's my
God.
First wife talking.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's what my first
if
wife said when I took
one
my pants off.
The cheap versions of our masks, you can go right there in the chat. John, please tell them where they can get the imitation mask.
At www.shop. I can't even say it. Never mind. Cut me off. I will.
kindredshop.com.
Right there.
Judge. Yeah. I mean, John, take two.
I might need to take three.
Go for it,
buddy. No more. You're cut off. One more time.
Damn.
Ricky, quit playing sound clips and come on.
Okay, Ricky, yeah, you might might as well end the show.
I got a question for Ricky.
What's up? I'll answer it for you.
Who's that boy in the picture with him?
From one radio host to another, just end the show. If you can't be heard.
Jesus, that's quite annoying. It's more
here's
annoying.
The crazy thing. But here's the crazy thing. We're just going to keep talking.
Not me. I'm fixing to hang up and go get me something to eat.
So, Ricky, how'd you get the name Ricky Hot Rod?
Well, to answer your question, the reason I got my name Ricky Hot Rock is because, well, my name is Ricky, and I found a rock. I was walking on the rocks, and it was hot. And I said, oh, damn, there's a Ricky Hot Rock. And they said, that's what your name should be.
Ricky, how does it make you feel that some people call you Sticky Cocksock?
It makes me feel good because, well, I masturbate daily, so I am sticky. And I usually wipe it off with a sock, so I always pull my sock off and wipe it down and then put it back on. So it kind of sticky sock, it works.
Sticky cock sock.
Sticky cock sock. Yeah. Any other questions?
Does it bother you when people call you Pop Rocks?
Does it bother me? No, it does not bother me. I actually absorb that when they call me that word. I absorb it. It absorbs into my bloodstream, and it makes my and it makes my pigment really great.
Who's talking? Is that Ricky? Is that Ricky talking to me? Ricky, we're waiting for you. Okay, don't unfan us though. Don't unfan us for this. We're just carrying on your show. Don't unfan us for this.
If you vote for
me, pull the Addy. Don't do it.
There's a whole list of things they call them.
Caller, I can't hear you. What did you say?
I'm done. Hey, no, I know what. Okay, let's do this. On the count of three, everybody hang the fuck up. You ready?
Nope.
Ready.
Okay.
Wait. Let me get back to my Skype.
All right, I'm ready.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Tell me when you're ready, guys.
I'm ready.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Did you all really go? Oh, my God, they all left you. Sad.
No, I didn't. I'm too lazy to hit the button.
Okay, but who all left? Oh, they did. They all left.
I'm still here.
Who's you?
Griff.
Hey, Griff.
Anyone else
hey,
here? Is it just,
I think this, it might
did this become the Griff Tank Show? Is that what just happened?
I think so. The Tanky and Griffy Show.
So, okay, well, I don't even know when we lost him. It was somewhere in my rant at Addy, and then he just was gone. I'm like, what happened?
No, bye. See ya.
I thought,
they
like,
all
yeah,
left. Everybody fucking left. With them, they're all leaving chat. They're all like going.
Well, I guess that's the end of the show. Have a good night, all.
All right. Good night, sweetheart. See you in the ring.
Bye.
And whatever. Great, plenty of money. Hey yo, turn the beat up a little bit. Hey yo, this song is for anyone. Fuck it. Shut up and listen. Hey yo,
I sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed. It gives me the shit needed to be the most meanest MC on this earth. And since birth, I've been cursed with this curse to just curse and just blur, just berserk and bizarre shit that works. And it sells and it helps and it sells to relieve all this tension, dispense and these sentences get in this stress that's been eating me recently off of this chest. And I rest again peacefully, but at least have the decency in you.
you to leave me alone when you freak see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter to not come and speak to me. I don't know you and no, I don't owe you a motherfucking thing. I'm not Mr. Instinct, I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly, I can be a prick if you tip me. My tank is on empty, it's on empty. No patience is in me, and if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet in the air. I don't care who was there and who saw me. Just draw you, go call you a lawyer, file you a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe. I'm tired of all you. I don't mean to be mean, but that's all I can be. It's just me, and I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio only would play my jam, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. Sometimes I just feel like my father. I hate to be bothered with all of this nonsense, this consonant. Oh, it's just lyrical content. The song guilty conscience has gotten such rotten responses. And all of this controversy circles me, and it seems like the media immediately points a finger at me. So I point one back at him, but not the index or pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a fuck, when you won't just put up with the bullshit they pull, 'cause they full of shit too. When a dude's getting bullied and shoots up your school, and they blame it on Maryland and the heroin. Where were the parents at? And look where it's at. Middle America, now it's a tragedy. Now it's so sad to see an upper class city having this happening. Then attacking the NIM 'cause I rap this way. But I'm glad 'cause they feed me the fuel that I need for the fire to burn. And it's burning and I just return. And I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I don't know, it's just the way I am. I'm so sick and tired of being admired that I wish that I would just die or get fired and drop from my label. Let's stop with the fables. I'm not gonna be able to top what my name is. And pigeonholed into some poppy sensation that got me rotation at rock and roll stations. And I just do not got the patience to deal with these cocky Caucasians who think I'm some wigger who just tries to be black. 'Cause I talk with an accent and grab on my balls, so they always keep asking the same fucking question. What school did I go to? What hood I grew up in? The why, the who, what, when, the where, and the how. Till I'm grabbing my hair and I'm tearing it out. 'Cause they're driving me crazy. I can't take it, I'm racing, I'm pacing. I stand and I sit, and I'm thankful for every fan that I get. But I can't take a shit in the bathroom without someone standing by it. No, I won't sign your autograph. You can call me an asshole, I'm glad, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam, 'cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day.